Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 5 in 5. The Chelsea Transfer Show that gives you the 5 biggest stories in 5 minutes, so you have to go nowhere else for your transfer news. If you're new around here, please do make sure that you give us a cheeky little subscribe so you can get us on all of your podcast feeds all of the time. And on top of that as well, make sure you stick around because there is so much more coming from the Chelsea Echo this season. But let's jump straight into the news today. First of all, Strasbourg have completed a deal to sign Diego Moreira from Chelsea in what is a permanent move. That's according to Fabrizio Romano. This morning, the reports were whether or not it was going to be a permanent move or if it was going to be a loan move. But it seems that he is permanently moving to the French side. Moving on from that, Kanu Chukwuemeka is subject to interest from Crystal Palace. The South London club would pay more than £20 million for the player, and of course it would see Chelsea make a tidy profit on a player they brought in the first windows. Moving on now, Napoli have made a verbal offer for Romelu Lukaku. The offer sits in the region of £21.3 million plus £4.2 million in bonuses. That is according to Di Marzio, but he's come out afterwards and said that Chelsea value Romelu Lukaku at £36 million are unlikely to accept the offer, so we will see what happens with that. But we'll move swiftly on now to the other bits of news. And the last one before we move on, because I all know why you're here today, is that Chelsea would consider letting go of either Nonny Madueke or Raheem Sterling, with Newcastle and Juventus interested in the players respectively. But we'll have to see what happens with that. Now, let's talk about why you're here. So, late last night after Chelsea played Inter Milan, the deal for Samu Omorodion collapsed. Now, this was all over image rights for the player. Chelsea wanted 50% of it, but himself and Atletico Madrid rejected. This has now put a slight snag on some potential transfers. Now, Julian Alvarez has arrived and has signed with Atletico Madrid. That is already done and dusted. But of course, this was a quote-unquote swap deal for Conor Gallagher and Samu Omorodion. So with that, this does put the Conor Gallagher deal in jeopardy. Now, he was approached by El Chiringuito. Now, you all know that station. They're all well known for rubbing their hands together when Eden Hazard said hello at Stamford Bridge when Chelsea knocked out Real Madrid on their way to Champions League triumph. But this is a snag. So, the clubs have both said they do not want this deal to collapse, and Samu Omorodion is staying in Spain. He's awaiting other offers. Bournemouth, Real Betis, there are so many clubs that are still interested. But realistically, that is not happening. It is considered done. So, late last night, a certain João Félix re-entered the fold, and Chelsea Football Club have been offered the Portuguese international in return for Conor Gallagher. Now, they'd have to play slightly more. The fee is looking at about £42 million, and João Félix has said that he would be willing to take a pay cut to arrive back at Stamford Bridge. So, we're going to have to see what happens with that, but I don't know about this one, guys. João Félix, he did all right, but it wasn't particularly special. Are we getting something in a position where we're already overloaded? You've got Christopher Nkunku can play that role. You've got a lot of players across the front line already. A very bloated squad. Is this what Chelsea need right now? But we'll obviously keep tabs on all of that for you. Just to reinforce, both clubs want this Conor Gallagher deal to happen, so they're doing everything they possibly can to make sure it happens. But because of what's happened, because there's now a lot of tension, Atletico are very upset with Chelsea right now, and there is a chance that things could completely fall through. But we'll keep tabs on everything as it develops. But it seems that João Félix may be making a return to Stamford Bridge, and we will keep you guys in the loop with all of your other transfer news as it comes in fast. But this has been 5 in 5. I hope you've enjoyed this transfer show with all the roundup that you need. We'll keep tabs on everything for you, so make sure you come back tomorrow to get your little dose in 5 minutes. This has been the Chelsea Echo. I've been Louis Beneventi, and I'll speak to you guys later. Bye-bye.